From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Health is wealth. And in recognition of this, one international gospel artist has made a contribution to enriching the lives of Jamaicans who use the island's public health facilities. Stay with us to find out who has been sharing the love. Most, if not all, Jamaicans can easily recognize this voice. It is that of international gospel artist Pastor Donnie McClurkin, known worldwide for his stirring rendition of numerous gospel songs. He is on a mission to bless persons spiritually all around the world. But that's not all he's about, as he believes the care of the physical man is as important as that of the spiritual.
Our goal was to help people. And our motto to Perfecting Faith Church is ministry means people. And that's all that it is. And not just the people that are part of this ministry.
Pastor Donnie McClurkin. This concern for physical health has led Pastor McClurkin through his Perfecting Faith Ministries to donate medical supplies valued at approximately $67.5 million to the public health sector in Jamaica. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this contribution will help to improve efficiency within the health sector while broadening access to services by Jamaicans.
I want to express our deep appreciation on behalf of the government and people. Making this kind of contribution, it makes a big difference.
Dr. Ferguson says the medical donation will also enable the country to further its thrust in boosting the health care available to all citizens.
This kind of partnership warms my heart. It reflects the need for us as a country, recognizing our challenges. This year we have a current budget of somewhere in the region of $34.77 billion Jamaican. But even as we have that budget, there are still significant gaps in our ability to respond to the needs of our people relative to healthcare delivery.
Minister Ferguson says the contribution of Pastor McClurkin will help to save the lives of countless Jamaicans and will also save the country millions of dollars. In 2012, the government saved an estimated $637,000 as a result of contributions from 172 medical missions, while in 2013, approximately $990,000 was saved from just over 200 missions. Pastor McClurkin, through the Perfecting Faith team, handed over three containers with 2,942 cases carrying 3.5 million pieces of medical sundry equipment. These will be distributed to the Southeast, Northeast, and Western Regional Health Authorities.
What we're doing here is not coming in to be the saviors. What we're doing is not coming in to be the great hope of Jamaica. We're doing the ministry of the kingdom.
International gospel artist Pastor Donnie McClurkin. He's encouraging persons in a position to give to those in need, for as much as you give to the least of these, you have given unto the Lord. And that's a wrap on this week's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you that you can give without caring, but you cannot care without giving.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.